So here's a sentence you don't hear very often. The most interesting thing happening in AI right now might be inside a bank's risk department. Yeah, I know. Bear with me. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. And this one is about a quiet revolution happening inside the most boring sounding corners of finance. Not crypto, not trading apps. I'm talking about risk operations, fraud detection, the people who decide whether your loan gets approved, whether a suspicious transaction gets flagged, whether a bank gets fined by regulators. That world is being completely rewired by AI, and almost nobody outside of finance is talking about it. Here's where it gets interesting. For years, banks have used narrow machine learning models to do things like credit scoring or flagging weird transactions. Useful, sure, but limited. These were essentially very sophisticated calculators. You fed them data, they spat out a number, and a human figured out what to do next. What's happening now is fundamentally different. Companies like Quantexa, a London-based startup that just crossed unicorn status, over $1 billion in valuation, backed by names like Warburg Pincus and TPG, with HSBC and ABN AMRO also writing checks. They're not building calculators. They're building what they call contextual AI, graph-based systems that map relationships. Between accounts, between companies, between people. So instead of flagging one suspicious transaction, the system can see that this transaction connects to this shell company, which connects to this person, who also appears in three other investigations. That's not a calculator. That's an investigator. And the value proposition is enormous. False positives in fraud detection are a massive problem. Banks spend billions of dollars on human analysts chasing alerts that turn out to be nothing. Quantexa's pitch is, we give you better context, so you chase fewer ghosts and catch more actual criminals. The banks are listening. But here's my hot take. The really significant shift isn't just better fraud detection, it's that AI is now being asked to do the whole workflow. Not just flag the risk, but investigate it, document it, report on it, and explain its own reasoning to a regulator. Snowflake is pushing this hard with what they're calling agentic AI. AWS is doing the same thing. McKinsey documented a major North American bank using generative AI to literally draft the documentation explaining its own internal risk models. Think about that for a second. The AI builds the model and then writes the report explaining how the model works. That's a loop that would have seemed like science fiction 3 years ago. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching the flashy consumer AI products, something else was happening quietly in the background. The regulators woke up. Story number two, model transparency. And I know that sounds dry. Stay with me. Because this is actually where the real tension lives. Here's the problem. Banks have been using AI for years. And a lot of those AI models are what people in the industry call black boxes. You put data in, a decision comes out, and nobody, not the bank, not the customer, not the regulator, can fully explain why. That was tolerable when AI was a small piece of the puzzle. It is not tolerable when AI is deciding who gets a mortgage, who gets flagged for money laundering, or how much capital a bank needs to hold against potential losses. The U.S. Treasury has put out an AI risk management framework specifically for financial services. European regulators are pushing hard on explainability requirements, and inside banks, there's a whole function called Model Risk Management, MRM, whose entire job is to validate, document, and audit AI models. That function is now exploding in importance and complexity. This has created a whole ecosystem of companies. Fiddler AI, Arthur AI, Truera, horizontal platforms that do explainability, bias detection, drift monitoring. These aren't finance-only companies, but finance is one of their biggest markets because the regulatory pressure there is most intense. They're backed by serious money, Lightspeed, Andreessen Horowitz, Index Ventures, And then there's a company called MindBridge, which is doing something more targeted. They're using AI to find anomalies in financial records and ledgers, basically helping auditors and internal risk teams catch things that would take humans weeks to find. And critically, they're doing it in a way that produces explainable findings, not just something looks weird here, but here is why this pattern is statistically unusual, and here is what you should look at. And if you're thinking, wait, isn't there something a little ironic about using AI to explain AI? Yeah, there is. But that's kind of where we are. Here's my honest take on all of this. The gap between the hype and the reality is still significant. Practitioners on LinkedIn and Reddit, and look, Reddit finance people are a specific breed, but they're often right. They keep pointing out that the hard part isn't the model. The hard part is the data, clean data, shared definitions across a bank's systems of what an account means, what an exposure means, what a customer means. Without that foundation, you can have the most sophisticated agentic AI in the world, and it's still just confidently wrong. The companies that figure out data governance first are the ones that will actually deploy this stuff at scale. Quick hits before we go. Anthropic just released research suggesting that AI systems can be trained to behave safely even under adversarial pressure, which is relevant to anyone building AI in high-stakes financial environments. Google Cloud is deepening its financial services AI partnerships, particularly around AML and KYC workflows, and someone on a risk management forum pointed out that the biggest bottleneck to AI adoption in banks right now isn't technology or regulation. It's finding people who understand both machine learning and credit risk and compliance. That person apparently does not exist in large quantities. So here's the thread connecting all of this. AI in finance is growing up fast. The era of narrow models doing one thing in isolation is giving way to agentic systems that orchestrate entire workflows, and those systems are being held to a higher standard of transparency and accountability than anything we've seen before. That's good. That's actually really good. Because the alternative? Black box AI making consequential decisions about people's financial lives with no explanation and no accountability? That's a world nobody should want. The question is whether the governance can keep pace with the capability. Right now, it's a race. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.